One other thing, back when I was 16 and had my tonsils out, I'd never been in the hospital before, and I was a little apprehensive about the whole thing. That, in those days, believe it or not, you had to go in the day before the operation, and you had to stay the next night, and then you could go home the third day. I know now, you do it's an outpatient thing. You go in, get your tonsils yanked, stay in the recovery room for a little while, and you go home. But he was just absolutely good. He came down, and he said, "Now, don't worry about this." He says, "I'm going to be with you all the way." And he was. He walked me all the way into the operating room, and they let him. And he held my hand until I passed out from the anesthesia. Anyway, when I was out of the picture, so to speak, I guess he let go. But he was there when I came to, and it was very comforting, really, to have your father there when you went under the anesthesia and when you came out of it. He was such a good guy. He really was. Just great.